The key point is simple. How you use your mind changes your brain, for better or worse. There's a traditional saying that the mind takes the shape it rests upon. The modern update is that the brain takes the shape the mind rests upon. For instance, you regularly rest your mind upon worries, self-criticism, and anger, then your brain will gradually take the shape, will develop neural structures and dynamics of anxiety, low sense of worth, and prickly reactivity to others. On the other hand, if you regularly rest your mind upon, for example, noticing you're all right now, seeing the good in yourself, and letting go, three of the practices in this book, then your brain will gradually take the shape of calm strength, self-confidence, and inner peace. You can't stop your brain from changing. The only question is, are you getting the changes you want? All it takes is practice. That's where practice comes in, which simply means taking regular action in thought, word, or deed to increase positive qualities in yourself and decrease negative ones. For example, studies have shown that being mindful, chapter 22, increases activation of the left prefrontal cortex and thus lifts mood, since that part of the brain puts the brain